Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Patty Vasquez is Hello. In the studio. You hear her pretty late weeknights on WGN Radio. We invite her into the show weekdays sometimes when the weather's crappy to give her a, a nice view of the day and you a nice listen to her.
Oh, traffic on the Kennedy. I was actually on my way to IKEA because Elif seemed to, since I had not watched the royal wedding, she was like, oh, maybe we'll have you another day.
I was salty.
Because that's all there is in the world.
Okay. So I told my husband, I'm like, let's go to IKEA. And then
instead,
I turned around and I came downtown.
Holy cow. What were you going to do at IKEA?
We just, we need to sort of freshen up our place. We haven't really done anything in about, since the boys were born.
What's the word on IKEA? Is that still good furniture at a good price? Is it kind of crappy furniture at a good price?
We have stuff that's lasted pretty well. Our entire kitchen is all cabinets from IKEA, and our shelves, we have like those open shelving and the cabinets. We have a toy box from IKEA. We have a sort of eclectic collection of things.
It's all about the knickknacks. You're I didn't even know I needed this spoon or this spoon holder or this pillow that I don't have anywhere to put or this, you know,
that's
laundry
basket.
Right.
I remember feeling that way the first time I was in an IKEA. I was amazed that you could eat and drink in there.
Oh, the meatballs. Yes.
I know that's not an uncommon thing now. The Nordstrom over here has a great little built-in pub. And a lot of department stores are doing that. I think that's a good idea.
I agree.
Because somebody's always getting dragged to a store. Like if they had the equivalent of that at Home Depot, Brenda and I would be there a lot longer. Brenda will go to Home Depot for the plants, but she doesn't love wandering a hardware store or home improvement store like I do. I go, wow, look at these tools. Look at this gadget.
The hot dogs at Home Depot are
the
killer.
Best.
But I don't know if it's because you're at the end of a project starving at
desperate.
Home Depot.
Right.
That's almost unfair, though. When you walk out of Home Depot.
That smell.
It is. And you know they're going to be there. You know you're going to have to walk that gauntlet and get past that guy.
You can get
gal.
A nice cold RC with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I think it's the only place.
Exactly.
I think it's the only place you can still get the RCs.
You don't.
Another more.
They seem to know exactly what they've got there. Little salt, little sugar. It's easy to hold in your hand. You could still be pushing the cart, needing your brat. So props to you, Home Depot, for that. But that's and I love that store, even without the snacks. Brenda just can't imagine spending a lot of time lovingly walking up and down the aisles of a hardwood store.
We used to spend a lot of time there getting ideas, just like we did at IKEA, again, before the boys were born. But I would say we still have a lot of unfinished Home Depot and IKEA projects in our basement. Things that we bought that we thought we were going to put together, you know, things that we thought we were going to remodel and just never have. I have to have a we never did this sale.
Well, Steve and I play a game sometimes called Handyman Poker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually thinking about playing it today because I was especially productive on this rainy weekend doing stuff inside the house. And I don't know, Steve, you did anything especially productive over the weekend, but I'm pretty sure I could kill you in a game of handyman poker today.
Oh, really? Wow. Did you change a kitchen light fixture?
Ooh.
No, I did not.
Do you have something that equals that?
Yeah, well, that's the point, isn't it? Whose hand would you, like, who do you think wins right now? You don't see all of our cards.
Right.
So I also did something.
Oh.
All right. You want to play?
Right.
Fine.
All right.
You be the judge.
Okay.
Which of us wins handyman poker?
Right now.
We'll each briefly describe our, I mean, who?
Before
who,
you describe, right, because
if I had to place a bet not knowing what we all held, well, who would you bet on?
Right, because Steve already shared a little bit of his, but you seem very confident that yours beats that one.
Uh-huh.
And Violetta, I don't want to, you know, she
Violetta's a wild card. Who
right,
knows?
Right, she might have, I don't know. She might have been drywalling this last week.
Right. So
I'm going to go with Steve Bertrand.
Wait,
you are?
I would go with Steve Bertrand if I were you.
Okay.
But let's wait and see who wins handyman poker
after
this. Playing handyman poker.
Handyman, does what Lou Manfredini can. Fixes tubes in a flash. Guess who just saved some cash? Hey there, here goes the handyman. Is he strong? Listen, bub. He's got liquid plumber blood.
All right, this song goes on for a while. You get the idea. It's handyman poker.
Can duct tape anything.
Hey there.
Here comes a handyman.
All right, Steve Bertrand, you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? We're playing handyman poker.
Well, why don't you go in first? So you can be in the lead for a while.
You start Googling stuff that you could have done.
All right, here's what I did over the weekend. The roof of the deck over our deck, we're in a condo, and the deck above our deck, their deck above us that we look up and see is rusting. It's got a metal superstructure, and there's great big rust spots, and some of it is decaying and falling down onto our deck down below. We papered the floor of our deck, and then I got up there with a ladder and a scrub brush, and I scrubbed all of that rust off and made it nice and clean, and then I got some Rust-Oleum paint, and I painted over the rusty spots that are now clean to preserve the building and make it look more beautiful.
And you did this in the rain?
Whew. Well, it was raining, but you know we weren't getting rained on because their deck was above us.
It's like an awning kind of a thing.
Right, yeah, okay. It goes out a ways, yeah.
But you scraped yours, not theirs, right? You didn't like climb up on their balcony.
No, you know, so when I'm scraping my roof, it's really the bottom side of their floor because their deck is, you know, above our deck.
I see. You know,
Patty, the saying, you scratch my roof and you scrape.
All right, Bertrand, what have you got?
Well, I want to change mine because I didn't technically change out the whole fixture.
Whatever.
For some reason, my backyard has started flooding like the last five years.
Yeah.
So we put in a retaining tank that holds like 35 gallons of water underground, regraded it. Still doesn't work. I have to pump it out. So I have to pump out my backyard. It goes down the driveway, and it's just a mess. So on the other side of the house, we have an underground downspout that goes to a pop-up drain to the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out my hole saw and cut a hole in the downspout and ran a hose then permanently under my deck and then put it into the downspout.
Oh, nice.
So when I connect it to the pump, the water now goes into that underground pump.
That's nice. That's pump. Clever.
And now we have a power tools involved, too, by the way, just so you know.
Had to buy a new bit.
Mm-hmm. Violetta, what have you got? Handyman poker. Go, girl.
I put together a nightstand. But the key here was it has two drawers, which was intense. And then it also had a trim that I had to put on. And all of this, my handy screwdriver, electronic screwdriver thing,
uh-huh.
I couldn't find the charger, so it was dead. So then I had to use a regular screwdriver to screwdrive all these things in.
Patty Vasquez will be the judge.
I have to ask, V, was the electric screwdriver a drill, or do you actually have an electric screwdriver?
I don't know if I know how to answer that question. It's like, it looks like a screwdriver with a button.
It's an electric screwdriver. It's not a drill.
I feel like because she's a little unfamiliar with the tools, I think that this is probably a pretty heavy-duty project for
her. Right, so relatively speaking, that's actually, she gets points.
I think she does.
All right, you're scoring.
I'm scoring, yeah. I'm going to have to put you, even though it is an intensive project.
A lot of labor.
Did a lot of work.
I had rust in my hair.
I had a lot of different nuts and bolts. And I almost put the drawer upside down. You know how that slidey thing?
Right, yes,
so
yes.
I did it upside down, and then I'm like, hold on a second. And I flip my paper, and I'm like, oh.
This is rough because I think she just talked herself out of first place.
Never mind, I'm gonna stop talking.
Because I had you in first place, but now I gotta go ahead and put Steve to Bertrand back in first.
Bertrand
place.
Bertrand won.
Yeah, with the outdoor
second place is
V, and then you're in last place.
How about if we just scored it on labor intensity and unpleasantness of the task?
Okay, then you're in first place.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take last place.
What are you doing on your show tonight, Patty Vasquez?
It's Motivational Monday tonight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So every Monday we have Jen Zanotti coming in to talk about how to stay on track with, you know, I am really bad about making time for myself because I'm writing a book and a screenplay, and I every day, because I'm self-employed, I don't really make that time. I don't stick to a schedule, and so I'm like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit about staying on task.
Can you tell us about the book or screenplay?
The screenplay is there's an independent film producer that's hired me to write a play about a nurse. She wants a film that does a kind of a great story about a nurse that we're working on.
Do you have any connection to the nursing business?
I actually, you know, I'm basing one of the characters on one of the nurses that saved my son's life. You know, Declan was not breathing when he was born, and it was the nurses in the special care nursery at Resurrection Hospital that saved his life.
I think of you as a comic writer, because you are.
People generally do, I guess.
So is this a drama?
No, this is it's a little bit lighter. I kind of think of it as, I love Frank Capra movies, so I'm kind of writing it in the style of a Frank Capra type style.
So will this be produced? What would this look like if it got produced?
It would be filmed here, and the
independently
producer
produced.
And she'll be directing it as well. She's got a little bit. This is something she wants to do and has always wanted.
Is there a role for you in the movie?
Oh yeah, I'll be a side character, but
you won't be the nurse.
No, I won't be the nurse. I'll be her boss, maybe.
What is it called?
It's called Good Intentions.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's different than the book.
Yes, the book is called With Kind Words. And again, it's about when Declan was born and all the sort of experiences I've had with medical professionals and the way parents hear the worst news of their lives and how that lands.
So is this nonfiction what you're writing in that case?
Yes, this one's autobiographical.
You know, like a memoir, so
yeah,
to speak.
And it's a little bit for the more so for nurses and doctors to hear our side of what it's like. You know, I'm collecting stories from other parents who find out their child maybe has Down syndrome or cerebral palsy. And because we're often told these things without the, it's always bad news, right? It's always, I'm so sorry to tell you. Like our specialist told us that he wasn't sure if Declan would survive. And if he did, he didn't think he would ever surpass the intellectual ability of a 2-year-old. He didn't think he would ever walk
and that's
or talk.
Something they just randomly shared with you.
He was 7 days old. So,
you know, I don't think that, God bless the medical professionals because they do great work and
yes,
they're smarter than me.
Absolutely.
But I just think as a business of continuing education, they can't hear that stuff enough because we all have stories like that.
Well, and all I heard was never. And you can't live in never when you are, you know, no one can exist there.
My story is nothing like that. But I was, I've had recurring little bouts of skin cancer. And
oh,
they were looking,
I did not know that.
Sure. And I'm fine. And yet I'm diligent about
mm-hmm.
it now.
Both.
And so they were looking at my feet. And I said, oh, you look at my toes for skin cancer. And the one guy, the medical student goes, oh, yeah, Bob Marley. Is it Bob Marley that died of skin cancer? He goes, oh yeah, Bob Marley, he had skin cancer, killed him. And I thought, okay,
that's
fascinating, but
no,
that's not something I need to hear right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Or at least not that way.
Well, and you want to be more equipped with what to do next rather than the maybes, right? Fundamentally, you want to know, how do I approach this?
Making Time for You, one of the topics Patty will tackle tonight. Plus, mm-hmm. the rest of her show will be dedicated to the royal wedding. It will not. Which is a good choice. Nice to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you for having me.